This is the second small group discussion with J. Krishnamurti in Gush Dan, 1965.
So where do we start?
You said we'd go on with what we were doing last time, sir.
What did we do? I must get hold of it.
We were talking about that margin between factual, between thought which coincides with fact and the thought which doesn't coincide with fact, which is unnecessary.
Yes, sir.
And since they are really the same thought, the same kind of thought, we become entangled. Thought is necessary in certain places, in certain circumstances, and in other circumstances, there seems to be no real dividing line between the two. I think you can say it much better.
No clear dividing line, but
it's the same thought which operates to identify that as a microphone,
yes,
and which operates to feel about somebody who insulted you yesterday and so on. How to know how to live in such a way that, without really a dividing line, but nevertheless without trouble, without...
No, we went further than that.
We went further than that.
Much further than that, didn't we?
We went into this question of, well, we touched on the question of time, and then we went into the question of this center, I don't know what you call it, core experiencer, which seems to be the source of the problem.
Yes.
But there is something that seems very real and precious, which is really important.
I'm tired out, I can't get it.
Somebody said that thought was detrimental.
Yes.
And we said that we had never really said to ourselves.
Had we really said to ourselves?
Yes. And then how did we proceed from there?
And he said, why haven't we ever said to ourselves that thought is detrimental?
And we dare not. Yes.
And do we know that it's detrimental?
Yes, and we have never dared to ask ourselves why it is, if it is detrimental, and when it is detrimental, have we asked ourselves, do we dare ask ourselves?
Yes.
Okay, it seemed to me that it would be more accurate in my case to say not the question of dare, but it seems there's a kind of skepticism as to whether thought is detrimental.
Yes.
In other words,
yes.
With what quality do we say that? How do we say
yes.
that?
Yeah.
And rather, one hasn't reached the stage of saying whether you're daring or not, but the mind responds skeptically.
Quiet. So why is there this feeling of skepticism? Or, can put it on the other way, why don't we see it immediately? Why do we have to go through skepticism, then see the falsity of that, then come back to another thing, and so on. Why can't we see the thing immediately? You understand? So why can't I see thought is destructive except when it is essential? In any other field where it is not essential, it is destructive.
But one doesn't see that it's not essential.
Now, why? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we see it? Is it a matter of experience?